From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says the government will be tightening regulations for onshore oil and gas drilling. The new rules would not apply to offshore drilling, but Salazar is portraying the changes as a response to the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is testifying before a Senate panel where she's expected to defend the government's response to the spill. Bobby O'Brien of member station WUSF reports researchers have evidence that some of the oil from the Gulf spill is now being carried by strong currents toward the Florida Keys.
A University of South Florida research vessel returned Monday after studying plankton levels at the oil spill site. USF oceanographer Ernst Peoples says computer models show the surface oil has been picked up by the loop current, which flows north from the Yucatan Peninsula into the Gulf, curves east, and then south to the Florida Keys.
We saw evidence in mathematical models that the surface oil was starting to become entrained into the loop current, and then there was also some satellite evidence of the same thing. And there have been scattered reports of observed oil farther south, including one made by our own captain.
Peoples estimates it will take about a week for the small amount of oil already in the loop to reach the Florida Keys. For NPR News, I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
The Supreme Court says teenagers younger than 18 may not be given life sentences without possibility of parole unless they've been convicted of murder. In a 5-4 decision, the High Court has ruled that young people serving life sentences must at least be considered for release. The decision came in the case of a Florida man who's serving a life term after being implicated in armed robberies when he was 16 and 17. An attorney for the Vatican has told a federal court in Kentucky that the Roman Catholic Church did not instruct U.S. bishops to cover up cases of sexual abuse. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports the Vatican wants the court to dismiss the case before plaintiff's attorneys ask to depose the Pope or other officials.
In 2004, three men sued the Archdiocese of Louisville, saying the archdiocese covered up the acts of a notoriously abusive priest. Unlike other cases, the plaintiffs claim the U.S. bishops work for the Vatican, and so the Vatican is liable. They want to depose the Pope and get access to files in Rome. As evidence of Vatican responsibility, they say a 1962 document barred bishops from reporting sexual abuse to the police. Now the Vatican is telling the court that the 1962 document did not stop bishops from going to civil authorities. And it argues that the bishops run their dioceses independently. Rome does not control their day-to-day activities. Therefore, the Vatican says it's protected from lawsuits by the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Stock prices are languishing on Wall Street. The Dow down 62 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Iran says it has agreed to ship some of its nuclear fuel to Turkey for storage. After a year, Iran would have the right to receive some more highly enriched uranium from France and Russia. But the White House is skeptical about the deal, and Russia's president says the arrangement probably will not satisfy the international community. Some analysts say the deal could undermine efforts by the Obama administration to win tougher sanctions against Iran. General Motors is posting its first quarterly profit in nearly 3 years. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET reports company officials say the improved earnings show GM is making progress in its turnaround plan.
GM earned $865 million between the beginning of January and the end of March. That compares to a loss of $3.4 billion in the last 3 months of 2009, GM's first full quarter after emerging from bankruptcy. The last time GM posted a profit was in the second quarter of 2007. Industry analysts say cost-cutting efforts and demand for new models led to the improved numbers. North American operations showed profits of more than $1 billion, more than offsetting losses in Europe. Global revenues rose to more than $31 billion for the quarter, up substantially from the same period a year ago. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
Attorneys for President Obama's African aunt say she's been granted asylum by an immigration court and that allows her to stay in the United States. Zaituni Oyango is from Kenya. She is the half-sister of Mr. Obama's late father. She moved to the United States in 2000. Her first asylum request was rejected and she was ordered deported, but she has remained in Boston. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.